At the end of 2 full standard hours, Jaina knew from regular surreptitious consultations of her chrono, Jag was able to convince the senator and his retinue to accept a tour of the Galadpellion. He was also able to request a private consultation with the sole representative of the Jedi Order present. Moments later, the gray-walled conference room was empty of everyone but Jag and Jaina. Jag glanced toward the door.
Security seal. Access limited to Jagged Fell and Jedi Jaina Solo. Voice identification activate.
The door hissed in response as it sealed. Then Jag returned his attention to Jaina. She let an expression of anger and accusation cross her face.
You're not fooling anyone, Fell. You're planning for an Imperial invasion of Alliance space.
Jag nodded.
I've been planning it for quite a while. Come here.
She moved to him, settled into his lap, and was suddenly, but not unexpectedly, caught in his embrace. They kissed urgently, hungrily. Finally, Jaina drew back and smiled at him.
This isn't going to be a routine part of your consultations with every Jedi.
No. That would cause some trouble here and at home. But I actually do have business with the Jedi that does not involve the Galactic Alliance. At least not initially.
What sort of business?
Whether or not the Galactic Empire joins with the Galactic Alliance, I think there ought to be an official Jedi presence in the Empire. A second temple, a branch, an offshoot, whatever, providing advice and insight to the head of state.
And protection?
He shrugged.
Less of an issue. I'm doing all right. 2 years in this position and not dead yet.
Emperor Palpatine went nearly 25 years.
I guess that makes him my hero.
Jaina snorted.
Don't even say that in jest.
Jag, if the Remnant doesn't join the Alliance, I'm not sure the Jedi can have a presence without Alliance approval.
The Order still keeps its training facility for youngsters in Hapen space, and the Hapens haven't rejoined.
You sound annoyed. The Hapens still giving you trouble?
Let's not talk about that.
Besides, moving the school back to Alliance space is just a matter of time, logistics, and finances. There's no question that it will happen. On the other hand, it's very likely that the government would withhold approval for a Jedi branch in the Remnant just out of spite if the Remnant doesn't join.
Well, there's such a thing as an unofficial presence, and there's such a thing as rival schools, schismatic branches, and places for former Jedi to go when they can't be at the temple.
Jaina smiled again, but now there was suspicion in her expression.
You just want to have this so I'll be assigned to come to the Remnant and set it up.
That's a motive, but not the only one. Remember, to the Moffs and to a lot of the Imperial population, the Jedi have been boogeymen since Palpatine died. At the very least, I don't want them to be inappropriately afraid of the woman I'm in love with.
Jaina was silent for a moment.
Have we talked enough politics?
I think so.
Good.